Stop recording.
Hello, everybody. We are doing a Pilot's Life episode 2 a bit differently. I decided to go ahead and finish this next flight. Start the flight, but then I guess record the landing, descent, approach, and landing. So we are about at about 13, 14,000 or so feet heading into Washington. Well, hopefully, this is the reason why I decided to record
Locking button
this
registered. Locking button.
just process, because this is around the time where Tramp ended up cutting off the autopilot. I'm using the Simbrief plan this time to hopefully combat that, to get away from that, get around that. Hopefully, it won't happen this time. So I'm gonna unpause the sim and hope for some better luck to come my way this time.
Ideal flight on VLN
Let me
Adventure.
just check to make sure that
Cutoff
it's
flight info
Zenimax
minus
where I'm
ADVL
at with.
5. Minus 1000 test. Minus 1000 spot 14,000 decor D greater 100. 14,800. Core D greater 100 320. Oh, geez. You are. 14,690 feet. VLDGED grade test. Minus 1300 feet slash in. Test. Minus 1,450 feet slash in. Test. PLDGED grade 14,250 feet.
I think I've really got the speeds really good now in Tramp. I think I got Simbrief kind of helped me out with it a bit with the climb profile. I got to update Ideal Flight, you know, so that the speeds and whatnot. Correct, but alright, 13,000. So hopefully, autopilot just won't outright shut off.
Rule D rate 113,250 feet. Rule D rate test. Minus 1,350 feet.
Nice steady climb right down.
Minus 1,400 feet slash in. Test. Rule D rate 112,630 feet.
Alright, so we're past where we was before with the issue. Slowing down. Slowly decreasing the climb rate. Really slowing down now to like 260,
whatever.
Officially on approach.
70 degree to 9,600 feet. 9,500, no degree 113.70. I out. Time, time input, plant tools. Ideal light, plant tool, time, I out. 1 half building, 2.3 nm, 0 o'clock, 27 h, KDCA, 32 points.
32 miles already.
ABO, AC 108, CE left, NEVVRD 193, 5, 9,040 feet, 9,010, ALD greater than 1, test, test, minus 1,200, 290, 295 KTS, AML 113.5, AML 4, 119, 72, 11,
270, 160, AML, root, V4, course, left click, AML, root. Alright, so let's see which approach we are doing. If we're doing an ILS approach, so is it, it's an RNAV approach then, so no ILS. Runway
15.
Pause this real quick.
Out of table, table with two, land, link, locate runway 01, slash, FT, 15, altitude, 15.
Alright, 15 feet, so
I'm
good at, you know, about 2,500 for gear. And, you know, putting the flaps out about 4,000
or so. Ideal flight on DLNFS ramp. Dialog line input line AML, 2. List.
Oh boy, here we go again with the
all empty total left. Lucky Martin registered, we are 3D registered. Taskbar.
I couldn't get switch screen to view or object.
Taskbar. Lucky Martin registered, we are 3D registered before. Ideal flight on TLNFS ramp. Dialog line input line ID, 11. Top, all, bottom, all, empty, screen review, total, 270, 95 degree, AC 100, ID route, 92.5, LDD rate of 7,070 feet, AML V4 1 test, minus 1,050 feet, slash, KDCAR 50, 270 KTS.
270, so that's basically, you know, 100,
250, KDCAR 50, minus 1,002 test, AML V4 1, 6,770 feet.
6,000. I'm gonna do at least flaps one now. I think that'll be good. I mean,
AML V41 6260 AML V41 test minus 1200 KDCAR 255 KDS. KDCA 250 KTS.
Because flaps have to be at least one to get the callouts to work.
KDCA R15 250 KTS. KDCA minus 1000 test. AML V41 5640 feet. AML V41 5480 feet. AML V41 5,300 feet. Test. AML V41 119.72 11 200 LDD greater 195,140 feet. AML V41 test minus 1,150 KDCAR 50 240 KTS. KDCAR 50 235 KTS. KDCAR 50 minus 1,100 feet minus 1,001 test. 4,820 feet.
Oh, come on. Don't freeze on me now.
AML V41, 4,610 feet up. AML Evo 4540 AML test, minus 1050. KDCAR 5235 KTS. KDCAR 15235 KTS. DAR, 200 CO, minus 900 feet test. AML Evo 14180 feet. AML Evo 14150 feet. AML test, minus 800 feet slash NIN. CO, KDCAR 230 KTS. KDCAR 15 KTS. KDCAR 5 CO, minus 1000 test. AML Evo 13950 AML test, minus 1 CO. KDCAR 230 KTS.
Okay, tops 2.
KDCAR 5225 KTS. KDCAR 15-1 CO, minus 1100 test. AML Evo 3450 feet. AML Evo 3250 feet. AML Evo 11972 test. Minus 1000 FIPCO. KDCAR 220 KTS.
Suppose, I mean, it's really. Probably shouldn't have, put the flaps up, and I mean, it's not like it's harmless.
KDCAR 5215 KTS.
Yeah.
2500.
Alright, gear goes down. Flaps come all the way out. And
Martin, Martin, register, three, RVD, register, three, four.
Spoilers are armed.
Ideal flight on PLNFS Grand. Dial of KDCA. 2150 feet. LDT greater 1 clock. 140 AML. ID root force AC 186. I out. Fine, fine, input lock, land pools. I out. 1 at KDCA. 5.1 NM 01398.
1 minute. Alrighty.
Star RS. AVO. AC 1 ID root force alt. AML. 150 clock. LDT greater 1900 feet. AML Evo 1 test. Minus 1200 feet slash NIN CO. KDCAR 165 KTS. KDCAR 15 1 CO. Minus 1050 feet slash CO. Minus 1050 feet 1300 LDT greater 198 1340 feet. Lockheed Martin register 3, RVD register 3, 4. Sleep on.
Sleep on.
$500 $400
Approaching minimums.
And once for
100. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10.
Ah, fuck. I didn't flare early enough. Shit. I figured that I'm not in a COJ, I'm in a Boeing. Come on, break.
Don't sink.
Ah, fuck. I didn't break, damn it.
Don't sink.
Just fucking land on the ground.
10. Don't sink. 40. 30. 20. 10. 10. Ten.
Damn it, that pisses me off that it didn't. Damn it, break, 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 break. Stop. Fucking stop, oh my god. That pisses me off, damn it. That's the pilot's life. I might have to cancel this and do it again.
For ideal flight briefing, ideal flight professional row 1, column 3. Ops 23.2, Sims World of Islands Life, row 2, column 1, Sims World of Islands Life. Export flight data check box not checked. End flight button.
I don't know. Let's see. I mean...
Sleep mode off. Lockheed Martin register 3R3D register D4.
I don't know. I don't like that. Because I don't know which landing weight it actually did.
Sims World of Islands Life, row 1, column 2. Lockheed Martin, Sims World of Islands Life. Data preview table, row 0, row. Helsin, row 0, SCX-8660. Aircraft, row 0, B-730, Atlantan, row 0, 290, FT/min selected. XP, row 0, 5.11 selected.
5.11, okay. So, I did get more experience points.
Flight to tail, row 0, departure. 2019/07, row 1, row. Flight to tail, row 1, arrival. 2019, row 2, row. Flight to tail, row 2, departure. 2019/06/2019/43/04K, row 3, row. Flight to tail... Arrival, 2th departure, 11 SCX-339. Arrival, 4th departure, 1520 KMCO Orlando International, Orlando.
Oh, okay, so this is upcoming flights.
14 SCX-339. Departure, arrival, 2th arrival, 2019/0 SCX-8114. Less 50 FT/min 1.82 departure. 20 arrival, 2019/07/02/1239/13 KDCA Ronald Reagan Washington Nation. Arrival, 502 KTPT Gulfport Deluxe International. Gulf less 50 FT/min 1.82 departure. Arrival, SCX-8 290 FT/min 5.1 Kelsen aircraft landing XP flight to tails. Kelsen flight to tails. Star note: you can print your logbook. List of completed flights. All times on this page are displayed in coordinated universal time. Use star note. Kelsen 2 SCX arrival. Less 50 SCX-8114. Arrival, 2019/06/29 arrival. 2:24 departure. 11:15 KMST Minneapolis SCX-339. Arrival, 14:26 KMCO Orlando International, SCX-300 departure, 11:15 KMST Minneapolis ST, arrival, 2:24 KMST Minneapolis ST, Paul International, Minneapolis, arrival, 2019/06/SCX-8114, arrival, 2019/06/2919/43/04 KCIT Eastern Iowa Airport, Sierra, arrival, 2:24 KMST Minneapolis ST.
Okay, so we're pretty much done.
Row 3 row, flight to tail row 3 arrival, XP row 3, null, selected. Row 1 row, row 0 row, flight to tail row 0 departure, 2019, XP row 0 5.11 selected.
5.1, because it got it at negative 200, but I wonder if that's the second or first. I guess once you land the first time, maybe it doesn't.
Row 1, row. XP row 1, null, selected. Landing row 1, null, selected. Aircraft row 1, null, selected. Landing aircraft. Kelsen row 1, null. Aircraft landing XP row 1, flight to tail row 1 arrival. 2019/07/02/1239/13 KDCA Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, Washington selected.
Yeah, I don't know what that second thing is, but.
XP 01, flight to tail row 2 row, flight to tail row 2 departure, 2019/06/2019/43/04 KMST Minneapolis ST, Paul International, Minneapolis selected.
Alright, so now I gotta go back to Minneapolis, I think. So we go from Washington to Minneapolis.
Low one, low zero, low. XP 0, 5.11, select landing aircraft.
I'm going to 5.11 XP, because I landed negative 200 something.
Aircraft low, landing low, XP 0, 5.11 selected. Landing low aircraft, low, Kelsen, low zero, SCS, data preview table, low zero, low, Kelsen, low zero, SCS, 8134 selected. Flight detail, low zero, departure, 245 KDCA, Ronald Reagan, Washington National Airport, Washington selected. Row 1 row, flight detail, row 1 arrival, 502 KGPT, Gulfport, Deluxe International, Gulfport selected.
Is that the next
row zero,
my
row,
next
flight
flight?
Detail, row 0 departure, 245 KDCA, Ronald Reagan, Washington National Airport, Washington selected. Row 1 row, flight detail, row 1 arrival, 502 KGPT, Gulfport, Deluxe International, Gulfport, nuts, row 1 row, flight detail, row, Kelsen, row 1, no, selected.
That is insane. That's going to be
flight
a long
row,
one,
flight detail, row 2 departure, 23, row 0 row, flight detail, row 0, Kelsen, start next flight, arrival like I landed, land, start next flight button.
Start next flight, where are we going next?
Red.
I don't think I'm going to do it, but let's see.
Change aircraft.
Not right now, just
Flight window, Kelsen window, SCX-8134 window.
8134, okay, new flight.
KGP arrival window, KGPT Gulfport, Deluxe International arrival with departure with aircraft window, D-738F, D-700, KDCA Ronald Reagan, Washington National Airport, Washington window.
Alright, so we're gonna go to,
KDCA Ronald Reagan, Washington.
From Washington to...
D-7 aircraft, departure, arrival window, KGPT Gulfport, Deluxe International.
KGBT, wherever that is. Hey, Google, where is KGBT?
International Deluxe.
Gulfport,
KGPT. Gulfport, KGPT.
KG.
Gulfport, KGPT.
Oh, hey Google. Where is KGPT?
The address for Gulfport Biloxi International Airport is 14,035 Airport Road, Gulfport, Mississippi.
It's Mississippi, okay.
Gulfport.
The road of Gulfport, okay, so.
You.
Alright, so we're heading from Washington to Mississippi now, interesting. And then probably back to Minnesota. But well, okay, I mean, 5.11 XP for that, even though, I mean, I guess maybe it doesn't count the, it doesn't count that ridiculous thing I just had with the fucking aircraft not stopping. I think it's because I flared too late and didn't, I had to slow down a lot. I think that's what the problem was. I've been flying COJ so long that I need to figure out how to flare Boeings. Anyways, that was that, everybody, and I will see you in the next flight. I'll probably end up streaming this Gulfport one. So, yeah, and by the way, if I start the engines now, we can actually start that flight, but I'm not going to. But yeah, really, really enjoying a pilot's life so far. There is a bit of an annoyance with script errors, like if you tab around this page and go into the map or whatever. MDA's, tudung, 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 and then it will, there's going to be a script error or something, which apparently set users don't have because they don't, they don't expose the screen like we do. And, I think, I don't know, it must be an issue or something, but really enjoying the pod site so far. It's an interesting little tour we got going on here. And, apparently this is all Sun Country stuff. I'm gonna be looking forward to a promotion or something, at some point. The more flights I do, hopefully I'm going to try and do more this week, definitely, on stream. So, with that, guys, I will see you all next time, most likely on a live stream.
Lockheed Martin registered for Ideal Flight Professional, Op 23.2.1, 6, Lockheed Martin, Op 23, Studio, stop recording, check.